This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
As I told you, high school football right around the corner for spring. Something that's starting to usher that in is going to take place this Saturday and Sunday. It's called the Battle for Broward. It's a 7-on-7 tournament. It kind of like gets the players ready, gets the officials ready, and certainly it's going to be exciting. It's going to be at 3 venues coming up Saturday at MacArthur High School in Hollywood, Fort Lauderdale's Cardinal Gibbons, and also up in the Coral Springs area at Coral Glades. Somebody who has done a tremendous job with this. He and his gang have developed this now into something that a lot of people are looking forward to. Jeff Pratt, and he is kind enough to join us this evening. Jeff, thanks so much for taking the time. And this event has really kind of morphed into something that everybody's looking forward to every year.
Yeah, good evening, Larry. Thanks for having me. Yeah, when we started 3 years ago, we kind of had the idea that we wanted just to provide some sort of, if you will, off-season training for the officials where we can get them ready for spring and then, of course, into the fall. And knowing that we have some of the best high school football in the state, if not the country, we felt that our officials needed to be training year-round like our, you know, like the student-athletes and the coaches are. And so yeah, it started out a little bit smaller and it's kind of morphed into what it is today, where we have 36 teams and over 75 officials participating this weekend.
You know, and you bring that up. I mean, they've done this in the past during spring football, like I would say 10, 12 years ago. Ron Riveron, who was the head of the NFL officials, he down here, he started something of a official school. And during the month of May, they would have scrimmages for the high school football teams, and the officials would, you know, learn a lot of things. They would come for a couple of days. They would, you know, film a lot of things, and then they would evaluate them afterwards. And is that similar to what you're doing as far as just making sure that a lot of the officials, once we get this thing going for real, know the positioning, know where to be to make calls, all this different stuff that it entails?
Yeah, we're very, very fortunate that we started last year. We were able to get a lot of our former Broward County Officials Association alumni as that are officials now in the Division I level, so whether it's the ACC, the Big 12, or the UFL, and even up to the NFL, they volunteered their time to come back and do exactly what you're talking about in terms of training our high school officials on the mechanics and what quality fouls are and positioning and what they should be looking at. And so just, you know, like the players are working on different skill sets during the spring. We had our guys, you know, former, you know, Division I and NFL officials come in last year, and then they're coming back this year again. We have 17 of them that are coming out this weekend to do exactly that and to help us, you know, train and get better. So that way we can be ready for the spring ball as well as into the fall season.
Yeah. And I mean, and we watch, I mean, during the course of a season, sometimes we know that there's not enough officials. Sometimes, there's always a need, to kind of recruit officials. Does something like this maybe pique an interest of somebody who may just be attending and say, you know what, I'd like to officiate sometime?
I was actually very glad you brought that part of it up, because that was kind of an unexpected element of it last year, actually. We had seven officials that came out that ended up becoming officials, so seven individuals that were interested in officiating and or staying around the game that were former players, that they weren't sure how to stay, involved with the game of football that they love, that came out, and several of them became new officials for us this past fall. And two in particular thing off the top of my head, actually ended up working some varsity games for us last year. So it is a great opportunity for us to recruit officials and people to come out and stay involved in the game, as well as, come out and meet some of the officials, see what goes into the officiating side of the game of football.
Yeah, so, yes, no doubt. It sounds like a great idea. Jeff Pratt joins us. There's a great event if you're around this weekend. Obviously, the draft is going on. But you know what? By Saturday, everybody will pretty much know who everybody's taken by then. It's going to be at three locations. It's going to be at MacArthur High School in Hollywood, which is right off the Turnpike at Hollywood Boulevard. Cardinal Gibbons, which is to the east, northeast. And then, obviously, Coral Glades, which is in Coral Springs in that area. I mean, for the average fan who wants to see football, Jeff, geez, you got two defending state champions in there with West Boca Raton, defending 6A state champion, and then perennial power Chaminade Madonna that will be in there. But not only that, you have New Orleans is a traditional power, Western, from up in the Palm Beach area, Palm Beach Central, Delray Atlantic. Both of them are well coached. You see, I get a chance to see a lot of those teams throughout the course of a summer. Monarch, which has come on quite a bit over the last couple of years, and another couple of teams, Cardinal Gibbons and certainly MacArthur. At MacArthur, I mean, you have the pool play at 9, 11, 20, and 140. And that's where Chaminade's going to be. And I know a lot of people who live in that area. You got Chaminade and MacArthur and then McCarthy as well. Talk about, you get a chance to see a lot of these teams. I mean, you went to state last year. You saw a lot of these programs. Dade County, Broward County, Palm Beach County kind of dominated the state. Talk about what fans are in for, because you get a chance to watch when they're playing for real. So you see the talent on the offense and defensive lines as well.
Yeah, and I was going to say we are very fortunate that we have some pretty big name schools and powerhouses that are, have good programs, well coached, including also in there West Broward and Archbishop McCarthy, who out of the 36 teams, I mean, 24 of them made the playoffs last year that are playing this weekend. So the fans are really going to get to see some high level football with some very skilled players that are going to be playing on Saturdays, whether it's next year or a couple of years. And I mean, there was one of the programs, and you mentioned them, which was West Boca. I had not really worked a whole lot of their games, and I saw them last year in the spring at this event, and they were exceptional last year. And then sure enough, they went on to, I had them once during the playoffs last fall, and then saw them in the state championship. And sure enough, Dylan did a fantastic job with them, and they made a run all the way to the finals. And then, obviously we know, what Chaminade and Norland and some of the others bring to the table each year in terms of the skill of players and talent they have each year. So, it's just going to be a great weekend of football. There's some really, really good schools that are going to be playing. Like I said, with a lot of players that you're going to see not only on Friday nights this coming fall, but then on Saturdays in the next year or two. So it should be a fun weekend with a lot of great football.
No doubt about it. Tomorrow we're going to have an article on it, and we'll give everybody all the sites and who's playing what time. Jeff, let everybody know how they could attend and, get it where they could go and purchase a ticket for any of the games this week.
Yes. Our social media for Instagram is at Battle for Broward. So it's BATTLE, the number 4, and then Broward. And for tickets, if you go to GoFan, and then for each site, it's under the location for Saturday. So if you go to GoFan, If you go to Cardinal Gibbons, you'll have the tickets for Saturday. And then same with MacArthur and Coral Glades for Saturday. And the tickets are $10, $5 for students or children. And then for Sunday, if you also go to GoFan and go into Cardinal Gibbons, it will list you tickets for Sunday as well.
Sounds good. Jeff, I can't thank you enough. I'm looking forward to it. I have to kind of see where I'm going to go on Saturday. I actually live closer to MacArthur, so maybe that may be, and especially with Chaminade and some of the schools that I haven't seen. But nevertheless, I'm excited. A lot of people that I've talked to are looking forward to it. Big time 7-on-7 event, the Battle for Broward, third annual this week, either at Cardinal Gibbons, at MacArthur, or at Coral Glades. Jeff, I can't thank you enough. We'll see you tomorrow, and thanks so much.
Sounds good. Thanks for the time, Larry.
Good stuff. Anytime. Jeff Pratt from the Broward Football Officials Association. This is a great event. I mean, I know that a lot of people probably kind of 7-on-7. But you know what? It's an opportunity for, like they said, for the officials to get their feet wet.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.